Zeggen dus maar Sally Murray, ik heb iets op Pilkens, ze zeggen dus maar Daniel Schelen, dat is je schoen vallen. Oké, good morning everybody. Oké, is de shem, today we have a shear, now till 11 around. And then and tomorrow is the last day from before Pesach. We have regular time from 11 to 12. And then I'll wish everyone a chag kosher. Okay, so we're going to continue the Pesach Shiurim now in the packet of Matzah Yeshana, that packet. So let us see a couple of things regarding oh, thank you for coming. Let's see, so we're in the packet of Matzah Yeshana. What packet is that? That we call that packet 10. Right, we call that packet 10 of the So if you take a look at Yerushalmi, let's take a look at the fascinating Yerushalmi. In Brachas on page 3. This Yerushalmi is talking about making a Sias Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, making a sukkah, making a lulav, all these things. And what is the halacha regarding a bracha on the Asiyas HaChefetz? So we know our practices, we don't make, when we build a sukkah, we don't make a bracha on the sukkah. You know, there's a discussion, maybe you should make a Shachianu. But what about a bracha on the Asiyas HaSukkah? So let's look at Yerushalmi on page 3. Osa Sukkah La'atzmo, Omer Baruch HaShem Kedushanu, B'Sosov Tzivanu, La'aso Sukkah. You ever hear that bracha before? La'aso Sukkah. Look in Pnei Moshe, Osa Sukkah La'atzmo, Tosefta, Perkvav, Osa Kol HaMitzvah Tzarech Levarcha, Osa Sukkah La'atzmo. So it's in the Tosefta, he says, of making a bracha on the asiyah. Lacherim lasos lo sukkah lishmo. And if you make for others, you also make a bracha.
But which packet is this?
This is packet 10. Packet 10, page 3. So now let's see further. Ha'osa lulav atzmo. On 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The sixth line, the end of the sixth line. Ha'osa lulav atzmo. Omer Baruch Hashem v'shanu lulav. So what does that mean? You tie the dalet meaning together. So you make a bracha on the asiyas dalmin. If you're making it for yourself and you're making it for others, you make lasiyas lulav lishmo. Ha'osa mezuzah la'atzmo. Omer lasos mezuzah. Wow. You make a mezuzah for yourself. What does that mean? You write the mezuzah? You write the mezuzah. You're a sofer. You write the mezuzah. So you make a bracha, lasas mezuzah. La'acher, lasas mezuzah lishmo. And then there's a separate bracha on kviyah. Shek tshon mezuzah v'tzivan on mitzvahs mezuzah. Hosat tefillin la'atzmo. Wow. So this is a fascinating Yerushalmi. We don't, I never saw anyone following this. I mean, we don't have the Shita, but it's interesting. So If you look for a second, in this sefer here, take a look at the sefer Higayon Yeshaya on page 11. It's here on page 10 is the Shar Blot of Hagon Rabbi Yeshaya Karlinsky. So in this sefer, Higayon Yeshaya, he's going to discuss how come Yerushalmi doesn't have the thing about baking a matzah, making matzah latzmo? Right? It has mezuzah. It has all these things. There's dalminim. It has. What about making a matzah? So he says here on page 11, the Inyan. On the right side, the inyan bracha al asiyas chefta de mitzvah. In the matzinu Yerushalmi, brachas per tes halacha gimel, al kol hamitzvahs mevarach al hachanasom. And look at the footnote: asiyas sukkah, asiyas lulav, mezuzah, tefillin, utzitzis. All these things you make a bracha. So look in the footnote 14 at the bottom. Yeshu Yashem de Sukkah v'chol hanu dehiski Yerushalmi ikin din asiyah. Right, there's a din asiyah. There's a loch atasav alom in asoy. Okay, Yeshu b'zeh din bracha. Masha ein kain. Afias matzah, ain't but din asir. Komad v'inil l'shma u'v'shimur l'shem matzah. Kibavur b'psalchim shmartem es matzah mishtamer shul shem matzah. V'gam ashi hiskei reisham he'osa lulav mevarach lasas lulav hishlom l'man olma l'luv tzarech eged. That's according to the opinion l'luv tzarech eged. So that means that you have to tie the dalet minim together. And came back, he could also yank the tassel of the nozzle. But he is the Yashav Chalhanim of Arachal Sias Chefta de Mitzvah. Shenki Matze ain't a Chefta de Mitzvah. So how do we understand that? Why did you say the Matze is the Chefta Shal Mitzvah? Because there's no din of asiya on the matzah. Because it can't be chametz, and it have to be have shimur. But the question is there a din that you have to do a ma'is asiya? That there's halacha that it's tasav lo min asoy and things like that. So he's saying that that there's no din of asiya. Because so there's no din of asiya, there's no halachas of asiya. So if there's no din of asiya, so then there's no bracha on the asiya. How do we know the din of asiya? Because there's a din of tasav lo min asoy. Yeah, halachas, right? That is, say you tied the dal minim together, and the hadassim had more berries than leaves, so it's no good. But you can pluck them off, the berries, and then there'll be more, you know, leaves and berries. So, so there's no asiyah. And So if there's no asiya, then there's no bracha on the asiya. And that's what he says. And remember, this works in good with Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said from the Meiri that the reason why if a guy has the chametz, a guy has the dough, and you're just watching him, that it's not good. It's not because he's not doing an asiyah lishma. It's because it's a lack in your. I didn't show it to you. I showed it to you quoted in Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's article, but you look at page 15. You could see the Meiri itself. He says, "Gdola hamafarshim" on page 15 in the packet, second arrow. "Gdola hamafarshim teshuach mufanim masha omru chazaka ein adam mishamer masha biyat chaveru." Right. So that's so that's the problem. No, it's not because you need, that's what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said, not because you need an asiya. Again, we're gonna have another packet where we're gonna discuss that maybe the pressing of the button is the asiya. You know, that discussion. But let's assume that it's not. Let's assume pressing a button is not the asiya of a person. So, but who says you need an asiya? So let's take a look also. There's a piece quoted that's brought down from the Meshech Chokhmah. Let's see. Let's see on page 22. The Meshech Chokhmah has a lot of famous Meshech Chokhmahs, but there are a lot that people that are not famous, that are still very important, and they're not as famous. Some Meshech Chokhmahs are big time, big famous pieces, and some are not. Meshech Chokhmah made it into the literature world. You know, that's like the Netziv made it, the Meshech Chokhmah made it. You know, I told you, the Chasam Sofer, not as much. That's why I try to popularize the Chasam Sofer, because it didn't make it as the same way. I'm not saying it's not any greater, but some, I don't know, that's just the reality of what's foreign. You know, if you went into yeshiva education, so what are the Sfarim that are going to be quoted in the Chumash here are going to be Rambans and the Sfornos, Chveis, and the Tziv, Meshech Chokhmah. These are the Sfarim that made it. Not as much, you're not going to hear as much Chasam Sofers and things like that. So Meshech Chokhmah made it, but within the Meshech Chokhmah, not every piece became famous. So this piece is not one of the famous pieces, but it's important nonetheless. So we're going to do it right now on page 22. The pasuk says, "Ushmartem es hamatzos, ushmartem es avoda hazos, ushmartem es hadover hazeh, ushmartem chag hamatzos tishmor." Always ushmartem, chen kisisa, chen shomor chodesh aviv. Nekol mitzvah prat zu nemar shmira, prat harbei pamim. It says Shmira many times. Ukmo al Shabbos shenemar bo Shmira. Shamos yom haShabbos. Uvesisa shalosh pa'amim Shmira b'Shabbos. Says three times Shmira by Shabbos. Ubahar kedosh es hapsos et yishmoro. So you have Shmira by Shabbos, you have Shmira by Matzah. Hey, Nikra Pesach Shabbos. So he's going to give a new shot. Why is Pesach? This is a lot could be said. Why is Pesach called Shabbos? Machros HaShabbos. So the Bnei Soscha says because Klal Yisrael weren't on the Madrega yet. So just like Shabbos is all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Yontif is Mechadish Yisrael Vazman. Shabbos is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So So that's why Pesach has a bechir of Shabbos. Then I think we did the other piece that that Shabbos really has Yontif, has the Pesach, Yontif Pesach has the Kedusha of Shabbos, and really should be also even Baruch HaNefesh, but we matter that there should be. So here he's going to give another reason to compare Shabbos and Pesach. And what is that? Chenikra Pesach Shabbos, Kemodzim, Rochas HaShabbos, Shehu Kemod Shabbos B'Shmira. Because they both are similar, that we have Pesach is called Shabbos because Pesach has the idea of Shmira, Shomer as Avodah Zor, Shmartem as Hamatzos, Chacham Matzos Tishbor, and Shabbos has that word Shmira. So they have this in common. Hey, Nikra Pesach Shabbos, Mo Dusi Mochas HaShabbos. Kmo Shabbos, B'Shmira, V'Shomer B'Chol Mokom Ulo Sasa. Kmo Shomer B'Chol Mokom Shenema Hishomer Al Pen, Eino Elo Lo Sasa. Hey, Motsa Sasecha Tishmor, Lo Sasa. Hey, B'Chol Mashamati Olech B'Shomer. He tell Lo Sasa. Shomer usually means Lo Sasa. Like a lav is Lo Sasa, but Loshon Shmir is also Lo Sasa. Hey, B'Shabbos Kol Ha'esim Shabo Hema B'Lo Sasa. Noshim Tzuvus Kiddush Hayom, because Kol She'eshno B'Shomer Yeshno B'Zochor. Hey, Pesach Ikur B'Lo Sasa. V'Gam Asim Shabo Yeshmem Din B'Lo Sasa. Noshim Chayomis B'Matza. Kol She'eshno B'Bal Tov Chachomis Yeshno B'Kubecho Matza. V'Iger HaDroshim Yishu L'Oksi V'Asiya B'Matza U'Pesach. He says that's the idea. The Lashon Asiya doesn't appear by Matzah or by Shabbos. Losiv Asiya b'Matzah u'b'Pesach Rashmira. L'chei Noshim Chayovos. Because they say the footnote here says from Rav Koopman, Shmira b'Israchilas Chametz. Vishami brachas perek haroa. So says the Meshech Chochman. Vishami brachas the Sovid lasas tzitzis and tefillin nevarach al asiyosan. Hafshul gomer mitzvahs b'shas asiyah. Whereas the Yerushalmi says, this is Yerushalmi we saw. The Yerushalmi says, when you make tzitzis, you make bracha on the asiyas ha-tzitzis. We don't hold like this. Right? When you build a sukkah, lasso sukkah. Right? We saw that, right? The Yerushalmi. Tani digam sukkah lulu v'vav shas ha-siyas. And hai mishum d'chak ha-masas tasek. Lulav Yalev Misukah, Chemitzitzis, Aval Alfias Matzah, Loksiva de Bevarach. It never says you should make a bracha on Asiyas Matzah. Shum de Lokasav Asiya Bematzah. Rakshmira. Vrem Yusham Perkam de Sukah, Gamisukah Yishana. So that's what the Meshech Chochma says. That all, the Shabbos is called, Pesach is called Shabbos, because they both have that commonality of Lashon Shmira. And in the footnote one, he writes, Achsel shows a Kishmor, Shmartim is a Shabbos, Shomer B'nei Zerel is a Shabbos. And then he's going to say the din that we said of Sukkah Yeshana. Right? What do we say about Sukkah Yeshana? That Sukkah Yeshana means you made a Sukkah and you didn't have Kavana to make, and it's 30 days before the holiday, and you didn't have Kavana for the mitzvah. So could you still use it? So Basil says yes. Beishami says no. Like Rav Shechter pointed out, Basil says you don't need the Sukkah to be Lishma. And Beishami says you do need it. And then Yerushalmi says the same thing about Matzah Yishana. Looked at Beishami Basil. Ubavli lo maskeze. He said, but in the Bavli, it doesn't discuss Matzah Yishana. It only speaks about Sukkah Yishana. It doesn't mention what? Matzah Yishana. Why? Because the time of the Beishami, the only Bechagas Sukkah's Tase. Because you need an Asiyah. That's the sheet of Beishami. You need Asiyah, so you need Asiyah Lishma. So then it's not, doesn't fit into machlokas about asiya lishma by matzah, because there's no asiya, so you don't need asiya lishma. She Israel shomim chodesh ha'aviv v'ham matzos shomer Hashem yitzbarach halayla zel golam. So the footnote 14, Rav Kuperin writes, so by matzah there's no machloikas. You see, the Yerushalmi says there's a machloikas by matzah Yishana also. And he says that there's no machloikas by matzah Yishana, because Matzah Yishana, you only need Shmira, because there's no Asiyah. Now, you could say, so what's Prat in the Yerushalmi then? Because the Yerushalmi has, let's see the Yerushalmi, let's look, find the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi doesn't quote, we said before, doesn't quote the din of a bracha by making matzah, right? And that we saw in that Sefer Higayah and Yeshaya, because there's no asiyah by matzah. But let's look in the Yerushalmi on page 4. There's Yerushalmi, Sukkah, Perakama, Halacha Beis. Af matzah came. Matzah Yishana tif plukta de Beishami Beisila. That matzah Yishana is also machlokas Beishami Beisila. Beisila im Sherehi, reveals the Omer Divriya Kolhi, but matzah Yishana shah. So stam. And the other opinion says, no, maybe for sure it's no good. I'm Rav Yosef Divrei Akolhi. Why? Because he says, because if you didn't make it Lishma, you didn't make it for Pesach, you weren't so careful with the Chametz. But this whole discussion, this is what I think Rabbi Yoshua Hoffman told me from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, is that, you know, maybe you don't need Asiyah.
That's something more technical issue.
So, and if you don't need Asiyah, with the whole discussion with the machine matzahs, is maybe it's not Asiyah Lishma. But that's what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik is saying, that that maybe you don't need Asiyah B'chlal. Now, a lot of the Yerushalmi, Rav Aaron, you tell me, the Yerushalmi custom of machine matzahs at the Seder, what do you see in Yerushalayim? He's a Yerushalayim Jew. Let's hear.
I know from Chabura from my wife's uncle, Olav Shalom, who was Mitamidei Agra, lived in Chevron, and so were his brothers. They all used machine matzah.
They all used machine matzah.
It was a chabur. There's still a chabura from machine matzah.
So what's this chabura doing, this chabura?
They clean the machines, and then they go over the machines.
There's a chabura to clean machines.
Right, be'erach. And it depends which factory you're pressing. They let you press the button also.
Oh, they let you press the button.
Right.
So that's the chabura. Usually a chabura is a chabura to clean the machines.
They clean the machines, but the idea of the chabura, you've got to run a pair of eyes that... that makes sure that there's no comments from the previous, from the previous round.
That was your wife's uncle, who is an old Yerushalmi.
He passed away. He was Mishpachat Cohen from Bikur Cholim Hospital. It's very Menuchastik, like the Sheva Shmuel Dorot from Talmidei Agra, something like that. But it's interesting that one branch of the family became briskers, and they started. Because they made only machine matzah.
They made machine matzahs too?
Hand matzah.
Hand matzah.
But like the there's a factory in Beit Shemesh, which was started out in Wad Binyamin, where they have both.
And Rav Eliashiv?
I don't know. I imagine hand, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah. Like for matzahs from the chabura from the Mir Yeshiva.
The Mir Yeshiva.
Yeah, but they have hand matzahs and machine matzahs.
Yeah.
I think this is. I used to always use machine matzah. That's the way we had it. Broyers only had machine matzah.
What would I say again?
Broyers.
Broyers.
Yeah. They use machine matzah.
Broyers, yeah. And you well, this is what you were
imagining. Somebody come in, and then when I went to NYU, so machine matzahs. Then when I came here, somebody, the rabbi gave a shiur once, and it made sense to me. He said, "Mipchinat the shiur of the chinuts, so the machine matzah is definitely better."
Right.
But as far as the lishma, it could be the fuck peik. So for matzah mitzvah on the seder, we take hand matzah, and the rest of the Pesach we use machine matzah. Machine shmura matzah.
Right. Yeah. So that's the question. So that's what we're here to discuss: whether this lishma is really needed. In other words, why is the lishma more of a problem here, like you say, because you assume you need an asiya, like Rav Shapta said. And if you need an asiya, like Rav Shapta said, then asiya has to be asiya lishma. But Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was saying based on the Meiri, and then you see here from the Yerushalmi that maybe you don't need an asiya by matzah. That's why the Yerushalmi doesn't have a bracha for asiyas matzah. Just as for the lulav, for the sukkah, all those things are adinasiya and not for the so that makes and that's this mashachachma that we just saw, that he said that what's the comparison between Pesach and Shabbos? Because they both have this lashon of shomer. They both have this lashon of shomer. So, but it's all about shmirah. It's not about asiya. It makes a lot of sense. For Shabbos, you don't do an asiya. It makes it even better. There's no asiya on Shabbos. We have mitzvah sesef kiddush, right? But
asiya mamish is us. I mean,
right? Asiya is us. So that's what Pesach is. It's not an asiya, it's a mitzvah that you have to build a sukkah, put together a lulav, write a mezuzah. You just have to be shomer mechimitz.
A lot of people are not paid to be koni the matzos.
Yeah, that's a whole discussion whether you need lachem. Yeah. By matzah, yeah, that's there's a rush in Pesachim about that, whether you need lachem the matzah, but that's the point that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was making, as Rabbi Joshua Hoffman saying, if you don't need asiyah, then you need a shimur, maybe shimur or shimur lishma, then that could be just the, so that's the, your uncle's chabura. They're making sure that they do shimur l'shma, that that they're cleaning it out. They're making sure that they're doing it, you know. But and that would be, and once the chimutz is better, right? You know, the lack of chimutz, I should say, is better than matzah. So then that was the school of thought to say that the same thing, but the lishma is also better, because what's in lishma? The lishma is not on the asiyah. The lishma is on the what? On the shimur. And if it's a better shimur, then it's a better, the whole thing is better. Mm-hmm. Like someone said, you want to make sure that that you're not eating chametz. It might be lishma, but you hope it's not chametz lishma.
It's not chametz. No, but I mean, I know that you show me people that some of them don't only use the machine matzah.
That's so interesting, because you would think your Yerushalmis are more like,
you know.
So where do you think that came from?
I think it's like what sits us in, what sits us out. There are like trends, you know.
Yeah. Right. So it's interesting where that, when did it start? This, the machine for the Leila Seder.
I remember when he was only machine matzah, and we invited somebody, and he made sure he got hand matzah, because he had to have hand matzah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Some people, that's the right tradition. Yeah.
When I was in America, I'm just thinking, when I was in America, I don't remember people eating only shmur matzah or Pesach. Uh-huh. That must be 18-minute matzah. Uh-huh. Right? But here they say, you know, I remember counting the machine matzahs, counting each one. They were like, it was zahav. It was like, and here they sell them by the kilo.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what we eat all week. In fact, I think then at one point they used to have 18-minute, what do they call it, pshutos. And I haven't seen it in the stores. They stopped selling them, I think.
In America, there's a shortage because Schatzer Bakery didn't make matzahs this year.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people, we preferably eat satmar matzahs, but the... many people eat shatzer matzahs. That was a very big, and there was a whole big din Torah and the whole thing. And this year there's no shatzer matzahs, so that's why people are, having difficulties. It's less of a choice this year, but they say that by next year they the best whatever the machlokas was that was. I don't know, resolved or not resolved, but they're saying that next year they're going to open up the matzah bakery again. Because that was probably one of the most popular.
But I don't remember anybody encouraging me to use hand matzah.
Yeah. Well, where I give shir now is right by the room.
Yeah, but we used to pick up the striped matzahs.
Yeah, that was right here. I'm 2 seconds away from where you used to pick up your, right in the fine hall.
I know, right?
Yeah, so that's where.
I think they had some hand matzah, but basically it was the strikes machine matzah, the 18-minute matzah, and the shmura 18, the shmura strikes.
The wine, and the matzah.
Right.
They haven't done that in years already.
Really? Well, I think chabura, I don't remember. I was younger, but I think the chabura went with Rav Aaron Soloveitchik to make the matzah.
You're right, to make the matzah, the Streitz matzah with the Lower East Side. Yeah, so that's the... So let's look one more thing. One more paragraph we'll hear today. And tomorrow, I want to show you the thing about the other side of the coin. that you do need asiyah, but the pressing of the button might be asiyah lishma also. So let's look back on page 8 here in this packet, in the back of that Sefer Eretz Tova. Remember, we did that Kli Chemda, that unbelievable Kli Chemda we did, that if you make matzah, that if before, just like if a person writes a get before he marries the wife, he's planning to marry her and then divorce her. Right? So that's called, the Rambam says that's called Shalol Lishma. So the Kli Chemda says, so the same thing, if you make a sukkah, before Chodesh Tishrei, so then it's also, according to Beis Shammai, it also is Shalol Lishma, because it's not the Zman yet. Even though it's only Mechusa Zman, but according to the Ritva, you have to have a Bezdin Mekadesh L'Chodesh. And Mekadesh, if they're not Mekadesh L'Chodesh, it's not going to be Tishrei. And that was the Chiddush of the Ritva. It won't be Tishrei, and therefore it's like Mechusar Maisa, because you need a Maisa Bezdin. So just like if you write a get for your wife before you even marry her, so it's Mechusar Maisa because you didn't marry her yet. So how could you divorce her? You know? It's like once I was in a shir from Rabbi Ganach, so he came in the shir, and the guy says, oh, I have a question. He said, I didn't even start the shir yet. How do you have a question? What's the question? The same thing. You didn't even get married yet. How can you get divorced? So that's the Rambam Shita, the Shalol Lishma. So the Kli Chemda says, so the same thing. If you make a sukkah before Tishrei, then maybe... Page 8. In other words, we'll see. Maybe he's going to argue now. But that I should look up this Kli Chemda inside. It's a fascinating thing that he compares that Rambam with Gerushin to making a sukkah before Tishrei. Because it's both, if you hold, according to me, Hillelik Rav Shechter said you don't need Lishma. Basically, Yishon is kosher. But according to Beishami, you need Lishma. And it can't be Lishma if this man didn't come yet, Yimuchus Maisa. And he says, not just Muchus Maisa, Yimuchus Maridik. It's Maridik Kli Chemda. When he is died, he is Lomar, there is Lishma Gam Yisukah, who Lishay Mitzah Sukah. Mitzah Sukah, Reish Al Kol Yisrael, Tamid. He says, you always chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Torah, but when do you have to actually start preparing? Shloshim yom kodem l'chag, chaykotz rabbeinu rav ha-kodesh migur, b'chidush harim, fize ba'osa sukkah b'tchilas ha-shana, b'shem chag, m'skag in kavonos l'shmo, and she mitzvah sukkah, harik vayesh olav chiv mitzvah, came in mitzvah sukkah, sheyavu achad. In other words, he's not going to argue with the Kli Chemda. The Kli Chemda says, if you make it before Tishrei, you make it in the summer, it's not going to be good. Because even if you had kavanah lishma, it's not lishma. Because it's like writing the get before he got married. The chov is not here yet. So he says, no, the chov is here the whole year. It's when do you have to start preparing? That's 30 days before.
But that Tishrei is 15 days.
Right, exactly. So he says, Rechvar yeshchal chiv alav chiv mitzvah l'kayim ha-mitzvah sukkah k'sheyavu ha-chak. Aval beget isha hare ein alav chiv la'olam l'garish. Rechvar yeshchal l'shma l'shem mitzvah gerishin. Rechvar yeshchal beget hain l'shem ha-ish l'shem ha-isha. Before the Mishnah, the Kavanah Lishma Begerishin Hanu Shem Ha'isha. There's the same Gavishan Shall Zuha Isha, she Ishto Shall Ploni, Melokshe, Kosev Haget, the Saw Agashena, Re Masha, the Vodas Lashma, the same Ishto Zos, Rehi Adaira, Ishto Klop. In other words, you have to do, he says, the Pshat is that before, you see, what's Pshat in the Rambam? That if you write a get for your wife before you marry her, that's not good. So the Kli Chemda says, because you're not in the Parsha yet. But he says more. He says, by definition, it's Shalom Lishma. Why? You have in mind this woman. But you have to have in mind your wife. She's not your wife yet.
She's not anybody's wife.
Right.
Only a married woman can be mekabel a get.
So Zohisha, she Ishto Shal Ploni, Melech Shal Kosev Haget, Shchazer, Vemashaych Chavarish Lishmo, Lashem Ishto Hazos, Harehi Shaych, Harehi Eina Dain Eina Ishto. In other words, you have to have him. Lishmo means this woman who's your wife. Ve'ein Shaych Shaych Klal Geirushin Beisha Hazos, She'ein Lo Ba Ishus. Oh, Shaper Have a Kolo. L'shem ishto shol ploni klal. V'amad dimyun zel sukkah d'sham he l'shem mitzvah sukkah. V'amitzvah azuk far mutel sal isha yisraelim kaimam zbanav zabora lachar ha'iyin. In other words, he's arguing with the Eretz Chemda. The Kli Chemda. Kli Chemda says that if you make a sukkah before the month, it's not l'shma, according to Beis Shammai. And he's saying, no. Because, you see, the sukkah, the mitzvah is the whole year round. You have a chiv to do it when sukkah comes. You have a chiv to do it when sukkah comes. So if you could do it, whenever you do it, it's for the mitzvah, you can do it in the middle of the summer. You can do it in the middle of the winter. You can build a sukkah anytime you want. According to Beis Shammai, if you do lishma, it's lishma. According to Beis Hillel, you don't need lishma. So therefore, he thinks that so the Kli Chemda says, well, you do it too early, it's like they say, no, when you do it too early, it's still Lishma. The reason why it's not Lishma by get is because it's not L'shem Ishto. You have to do it l'shem this woman who's your isha, and if it's not, even though it's for this woman, I wonder if he's writing. He's planning to marry her, so he's writing the get for this woman, but she's not his isha, so it's not l'shma, because it's not l'shem. He's marrying it for this woman, Leah, but Leah is not his wife yet. So even though he's writing the get for her, for this human being, but she's not his wife yet. Even though she might become his wife, that's Shalom Lishma. That's how the Eretz Tova. The Kli Chemda says, no, it's Shalom Lishma because you're not in the parsha of being the garisher. So therefore, anytime you're not in the parsha yet, it's Shalom Lishma. He's saying no, because she's yeah. So that's the. That's the story here. So, okay. So, okay. So, Be'ezur Shem, tomorrow we'll, and then the last thing he has here is about that you have to be Mechadish Badover, and the question whether you can do that by Matz. Okay. Be'ezur Shem.
The mice and most matzah factories start baking at Hanukkah, as far as I know.
Yeah, Hanukkah, right. I think Rav Mantel will go to Eretz Yisrael to do the broyers matzahs. Yeah, I think around that time.
Especially with the packing, the way they have it now, they stay fresh.
Yeah, it's amazing. The whole Pesach, we had our Shabbos table. the Shabbos young lady, Robin Singer, the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel Singer, was our Shabbos guest this Shabbos lunch. Rabbi Shmuel Singer is the man who's the head of the OUP. OUP. He is OUP for the past 30-some years. So we were schmoozing about, you know, the whole Pesach, you know. I think she said from Tisha B'Av to Purim is when they make Pesach. Then from Purim to Pesach, they take care of the problems. And then from Pesach till whenever is when they collect the bills for, you know, all the people that I guess owe the money for. It's a yearly thing. Pesach. It's like an 8-day thing, but you could spend the whole year on it. People do. The cashless industry, you know, like the OU. It's a whole year
practice. But I know that as opposed to in Chutz Laretz, here a lot of regular companies become kosher le Pesach at one point. It isn't that it's special lines like there are in America, you know, special companies all of a sudden you see, or all different kinds of things, you know, things that are very special. The Pesach and trust, they charge twice and three times as much as the regular things. Here there are a lot of regular companies who kasher and make Pesach. It's a different, it's much more mass than
American. It's a whole, Pesach is a whole thing. It's a whole, you know, it's 1 week, but it's the whole year. You know, I always used to say summer camps, people are working on summer camps the whole year. That's at least for 2 months. This is 8 days, and it's a whole year process. Okay, so Ezra Shem, tomorrow we're going to do the packet three, Afias Matzah, Afias Tzitzis, the holiday machine. Right, that packet. I don't know if we'll finish it, but we'll discuss the main points of that packet. Of what, if you say that you need an asiya, so, or say by tzitzis. Tzitzis is that you need an asiya. So if you make tzitzis with a machine, that's the kosher clothes true. Right? I mean, that's why I put it together. I said, we're learning tzitzis this year. So we're learning tzitzis, and now we're doing matzah, so we can put the tzitzis and the matzah together. As I should. Okay, Bez Hashem, so you all have a good day, and Bez Hashem tomorrow 11. Bez Hashem. Yeah. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Well.